How long did it take you to choose where to eat, though?
Not that long.
I want some bolognese.
We didn't get any bolognese. Exactly. And I didn't say it either. I just went, I'm really in the mood for spag bol. And you just went, oh, I don't care where we go. As long as you're paying.
No, I didn't say that. I said you're paying, so it's up to you.
And you kept twisting your face when I mentioned the likes of McDonald's and KFC.
You didn't mention McDonald's and KFC.
I'm sure I did. No, Greg's, didn't. I mentioned Greg's.
Did you?
Yep.
Can't remember.
Don't know. See, you can just make up, just put words in my mouth.
Well, you don't know it's a cushion.
I'm putting it over my feet. I got holes in my socks, I'm getting no more.
You've always got holes in your socks.
That's because no one buys any socks.
You bought some pairs of socks and you haven't worn them yet.
Because they're only holiday socks.
Holes in.
Holiday socks. They're ankle socks anyway. I can't wear ankle socks for work, man. Oh. And my work boots.
Why not?
Boots. Why?
Yeah.
Because they'll blister my ankle.
Well, buy some socks that aren't ankle.
I've got any money ever. I've just paid for me all day.
You haven't just paid for
me all day. Well, I've just got euros for it. No crap. I'm only joking. No, don't give us that face. You know I'm only playing.
You'll suffer.
I know. I will suffer.
You'll miss us for 2 weeks.
I know. I've said you'll miss me for 2 weeks.
Nah.
You will.
I told you I'm busy. Got lots of plans. Town in Burtley. You'll be all alone on your birthday, no friends.
I have my family there. Yeah, I'm no sure friend. I make friends.
No friends.
I always make friends when I'm on holiday.
Yes.
Surprisingly, they're all girls as well. But you know, you never know. Are you anything back from your jobs and that? Any application forms that you sent in with Fenix on them and that?
No, nothing. Guess I'll just have to be a layabout for a bit longer.
Scrounge off me and your parents.
I'll still get my child benefit though.
That's not that much, was it?
8 quid a month.
Well, that's alright.
Compared to you.
You're talking about? I wasn't supposed to show you my income. You just started looking at the computer screen and
Halifax. Yeah, you spent most of the time trying to hide it, and then at the end I just saw it.
That's because Lewis?
Oh, wouldn't I cover it.
Well, he was the one who was working in Halifax.
So, you could have looked at the screen as well and saw it.
Well, I didn't. I was too busy talking.
I deliberately moved so I could see it.
And what do you think of it?
I don't know where it all goes.
You do know where it all goes?
No, I don't.
Where it used to all go?
On the pub.
Not just the pub. I'm not an alcoholic, man. On Newcastle as well.
Ah, yes. Forgot about that.
Because I went abroad with them as well.
Uh-huh.
So.
Football's a waste of money, really.
No, it's not. Yeah, how's that?
Because it's rubbish.
How's that?
Because it all is, it's bunch of people kicking a ball.
It's a sport. It's an interest. Brings money to the city as well.
Oh, of course.
Of course it does.
Causes more problems. It's like religion.
Football is a religion, yes.
Exactly, it causes more problems.
It doesn't cause more problems.
Why should just get rid of it?
Why? Obviously not.
Obviously, yeah.
What, and replace it with what?
Shops. More shoe shops and bag shops.
Who the hell would want to shoe shops and bag shops instead of football? You just I'm not even going to argue this point.
Because you're not right.
How are you right? Why would I want St. James's Park to be knocked down to see shoe shops and bag shops?
It makes me happy.
Ain't it happy enough, like?
No, I always need more shops.
I'll tell you what, I'll take you to the Metro Centre. There's enough shops there. By take you, I'll give you your bus fare.
Buy me something. Karen Millen.